43 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. Final hour of the program, final program for the week. And then there's but 1 week remaining. Staff and Tubbs, Kelly Michaels in. Jim is playing dad, and that is absolutely the right thing to do. Go, Ben. Final Prairie View High School game. And Lori Kelman, of course, in the newsroom. I'm going to do it. One of my biggest pain-in-the-ass listeners, his name is Gabe. Gabe, are you listening right now? Gabe's awesome. You are awesome, Gabe. Talking to you. Gabe just sent in the following text. How do you feel on your second Friday? I prefer penultimate. Penultimate is one of my favorite words. How do you feel on your second Friday until you leave us? Question mark, question mark, question mark, and an emoji of, like, the thinker. I'm telling you, it sucks, to be honest. I mean, I'm not being pushed out. I didn't, you know, I'm not in, my boss is looking at me right now. I'm not in a contract dispute. I don't leave here bitter, angry, wishing that, oh, if only. It's just that there's that time where if you are a person of faith, which I am, I listen to God. I listen to, and I've put my energy into this job 110%, even when it doesn't sound like it. I have really tried. And it has been the honor. I know this is all the platitudes and all of that. It truly has been my honor every day, except when I'm either on vacation or sick out with COVID or something. And I don't mock COVID. But, I mean, every single show I have looked forward to doing. When I kind of suggested strongly that we go to 4 hours, you know, during COVID. Friends, I would have done 5 or 6 if we could have, you know, made it happen and had enough stuff to talk about, which I think we could have. But it has been the honor of a lifetime to take a phase of my career and go from this, as best I could be, a straight down the middle newsman to a talk show host. And in so many ways, I feel like kind of like, you know, the training wheels were finally taken off, and I could actually say what I think about. Like, I could tell you that I could listen to some bull press conference or a politician and go, you know, time out. I've loved, over nearly 6 years with you, peeling the curtain back on how the media really works. And I will say, and I thank Kelly, and I thank our former general manager, Brian Taylor, thank you for letting me be able to do this. And most importantly, and no disrespect to my friends and colleagues here at 710, most importantly, thank you. So when Gabe texts in, he just responded, by the way, yes, I'm here. Gabe, of course, because I know, brother. So, I'm going to miss it. I'm telling you right now, and I know I've bored some people, no doubt. People have probably changed the channel because, oh, there he goes talking about fentanyl again. But I'm telling you, we are basically done with principal photography for what will be our 9th documentary film. Comes out, I've told you, May of 2024. Trust me, maybe the next time I'm back on this station is when I'm begging Brockler to have me on to talk about this upcoming documentary film. The title, Devastated. Subtitle, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. And we wrapped it up, and I'm just confident beyond description that this is the right call. This is the right time. This film is going to kick this state in the teeth. It's going to punch this state in the nose. And it's not going to be because of what I've done. It's because of what these people have shared. From a former drug dealer to a kid in rehab right now at a methadone clinic in the metro area. This drug dealer we interviewed in Silhouette last weekend. I haven't talked too much about it. In fact, I don't know if I've even mentioned it on the air. It would be one thing if this drug dealer who was making tens and tens and tens and tens, if not more, thousands of dollars a month. It would be one thing if he was, you know, down, say, in Denver and Decay at one of the street corners that they're going to close starting tonight at 10. Yeah, that's a thing. Dateline Denver. The city and county of Denver will temporarily close 2 blocks to vehicle traffic this weekend, starting tonight, to pilot its impact on managing crowd sizes and congestion in Lodo, improving pedestrian egress, and my favorite, and preventing violence. So it would be one thing if that drug dealer we shot in silhouette and will alter his voice, if he's down there at 20th and Stout, if he's down there in, you know, the depths of Denver and Decay. No, you know where this guy's drug territory was? Northwestern Colorado, to include the towns of city of Steamboat Springs, Rifle, Craig, Grand Junction. And he's making more money than he can spend. And you probably don't need me to remind you, you know, if you're a drug dealer and you're selling heroin and meth and you're pushing fake M30s, these fentanyl pills, you don't exactly go and open up a bank account. So he's carrying consistently tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars in cash. I don't want to give too much away. He told us, this drug dealer did, he told us he was stealing on average of 6 cars per week. Not in Denver. This is a statewide crisis. And that is one of the reasons why I am saying this chapter of my life, the nearly 34 years in this business, that's why. Trust me, if they wanted to fire me, they could have long ago. If I wanted to quit, I could have long ago. And I just want to say thank you, even though it's still 7 days from now. My kids are flying into town. They're going to be part of my final program. I've said this before, my final guest, if you will be my mother, who was my very first psycho caller way back on February 5th, 2018, when she didn't really reveal that she was my mom. And some of you, you know, over the years, I mean, how kind are you that you're like, oh, I remember your first guest. She was your mom. She had me going. I thought she needed to be in a padded room. Maybe she does, but she played it off perfectly. So, you know, I've really tried. I've tried to make you aware of information, of things to think about. I never, even our friends on the left, I'm not trying to make you think my way. It'd be nice. I think a gigantic majority, large percentage, large portion of our friends on the left, they're simply misguided. Not every one of them are wishing me cancer or a car accident if they disagree. Many of them are. But I've tried to come at this job with some common sense, you know, trying to scour sometimes, and I'm not playing the sad piano music or the world's tiniest violin. Sometimes, you know, I couldn't sleep or I'd wake up early. I would start working on the following day's show at 4 a.m. Granted, sometimes I'd sleep in till 8:30. Very rarely, but this has been such a part of my life, and I want to thank you for, you know, being certainly a part of it. Multiple ways to get in touch with us. Our number, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Thank you. One of the things I definitely will miss is the text the studio feature. This is the first radio station in my career where we have the ability for you via your cell phone to send a text in. And I mean, instantaneously, I get it. I get the good, the bad, the ugly. And I truly have tried to respond to every single one. Welcome to our potential live stream global audience. I hear not often, but you know where you're listening from. I think it's so cool. I remember there was a Sunday way back where I think I was either in the UK or I was in France, and I wanted to make sure, because I was a little anal, I wanted to make sure that the then producer of the American Veteran Show, did that son of a gun get that show loaded in time? So I'm standing in, I think it was in Paris, and through the miracle of the technology, and I don't know how it works, but I'm sure glad it does, to listen to this frequency, right? Anywhere, basically, you got a cell phone signal and an internet connection. That just, to me, is amazing. I'll never forget. Part of our little history is, yes, this is, I know, waxing nostalgic, but we got a call from a guy several years ago. And, sir, I don't know if you still listen to this program, but I was your morning drive. He listened to us live from the island of Guam. That is just so, so cool to me. I don't know. Maybe next week, if you want to do it now. But if you're listening, and with zero disrespect to the Centennial State, the greater Denver and Decay area, but if you are listening from out of town, I don't know where you are. How many times have I told you over the years, the beauty of radio is you never know who's listening. The scary part is you, for the most part, sometimes never know if anybody's listening, which is another reason why I love the text to the studio feature. Again, 303-696-1971. Because of some scheduling, podcasts, commercial break free of this show today will be available probably by midday tomorrow. Let's see. As we continue, I do want to talk a little bit because some people have already been texting in. Ah, here you go. These are some of the moments. I definitely at some point next week, and I'm not sure what day or what hour, but I want to go through, and I'd love your participation, and please, 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 I probably one of my downfalls in my psyche is I'm always afraid, does somebody think I'm being too cocky? I truly believe that, and think a lot about that. But I'd love for you to maybe help send in, you know, sometime next week or whatever. What were some of the main stories that you remember from, you know, nearly 6 years on this program? I'll tell you, and I still give kudos to management today, the foresight to send Mr. Boyles and Mr. Crowley and myself to Vancouver, British Columbia, as we were battling. Like, I don't know if as a radio station and as you as a listening audience back then, the first round of them trying to get in these safe injection sites, you know, that's where one of the top 10 foils is white lab coat lady. You know, that was just amazing. I will never forget that. I will never forget the six, five strapping young man in his maybe mid-20s. And we're inside that supervised injection site on Hastings Street in Vancouver, in another country. And dude lays down with Steely Dan over the speakers on the concrete floor with fluorescent lighting. And this little petite blonde hottie basically straddles this tall boyfriend of hers and injects him in his neck right in front of us. Well, what's the problem? I'm saying this facetiously, you got a problem with that? Well, what I will definitely not get out of my mind is not just that whole scene, which was surreal. How about when she missed? She injected him apparently in the wrong place and his body convulses and he kind of sits up like Frankenstein's monster off the table. And then she re-injects him and he goes off into La La Land. And then we went up to Seattle. And seeing that, I'm telling you, there is still years after those journeys that we here at 710 took, hopefully, you on. We're still fighting these same demons, the same monsters, the same devilish, Satan-led activity. They will, and I'll be gone, but they will, sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, they will reintroduce in the 2024 General Assembly, the state legislative session, they will introduce for a third time a supervised injection site bill. Don't lose the fight. One of the great things about earlier this year was when, you know, for the second time in what, 3 years, we were able to, thanks to you and your phone calls and texts and letters and some of you showing up at these hearings, we were able to thwart that a second time. It's coming back. And I will be watching. I will be as vocal as I can possibly be. For the first time in my nearly four decades of working in Colorado, primarily, obviously, all in the Denver metro area, for the first time earlier this year, I testified in front of a panel, a House panel. And I know I'm not the only one. So I'm going to miss that. But I want to get into the top 10 foils, the top 10 moments of this program to you. We've had some stinker shows. We've had some stinker segments. We've had some stinker guests. But you know what? I'm really, really overall just so pleased from the producer changes to the guests that we've had on to the proactive nature of what talk radio live and local can do. And that is thanks to people like you. We're going to take a time out. We've got traffic weather coming up. In our next segment, I want to get into our weekly, and I'm so glad we've done this for about a year and a half now, our weekly kind of week in review audio. So much sound, and keep in mind, and the days have just been so flying by, as really since the end of August when I announced I was leaving. This week, actually, It was this week, Monday night, all of the, you know, debacle, right, with the Aurora City Council. Things like this.
During the last committee meeting, a topic was repeatedly discussed which led to misconceptions. The misconception was the claim that Hamas was involved in beheading babies. I want to clarify unequivocally that this is a false narrative. No babies were beheaded. No proof was provided.
Councilmember McConnell.
Thank you, sir. I would like to issue a substitute motion to table this indefinitely. And I'm going to speak now, and you're not going to cut me off until I'm done.
Do you want to talk about one of this show's foils? Comrade Juan Marcano? Yeah. I see Paris. I see France. Yeah. We're going to have some fun with him next week, too. The top 10 foils, the top 10 moments of this program coming up in our next segment, again, our Week in Review audio. Let's take a break now. Traffic and weather. Stay with us. The final 30 minutes of the program right around the corner. This is 710 KNUS. Final 30 minutes or so of the program, final program for the week. Next week, I guarantee you this. If I don't cry next weekend, I mean, it'll be a miracle. And I know what it's going to be. It's going to be the fact that my two boys are flying in for Friday's program. And, yeah, I wanted to, before we get our Week in Review audio and just some unbelievable audio the week that was, got a really nice, and Ron, I don't know if you're listening, and I think you just texted me to the studio not too many minutes ago, but one of your fellow listeners, Ron, sent a letter that was delivered here to the station. And I mean, who writes letters anymore? Ron does. And this is just awesome. And I guess I'm bragging a little bit, but I want to just thank you, Ron, for taking the time to write this letter on this after today, five more shows. And Ron, I hope I'm not busting any trust here, but I wanted to read this just in part. And I quote, "Many times during your shows, a smile will come across my face. Enter," well, I gotta keep with the times. He says, "Enter sad piano music." Kelly, I know sometimes you've been driven crazy by my sound effects, but Ron loves them. He says, "Your use of sound effects, so effective." But then Ron continues his letter and just, thank you. It's just incredibly kind. Random favorites from the years. Step Denver stories. I guess I'm going to read these real quick and then give you my commentary if you don't mind. Step Denver stories. Some of my favorite moments on this radio program have been from our live remotes from Step Denver. The courage, the people that have, yeah, really screwed up, really, really screwed up in some of the amazing stories over the years. But guess what they've done? They've taken accountability. And that is what is wrong overall with the vision in the city and county of Denver in decay, even with a brand new mayor, Mike.
I haven't done anything yet.
Johnston. To Paul Scudo and their entire team at Step Denver, I'm telling you. So thank you, Ron. Points out, that's the first thing Ron listed, Step Denver stories. Anything with Tay Anderson.
DPS, slaving up an EPS.
Yeah. Definitely in the top 10 of our top 10 show foils of the history of this program. Back to Ron's letter. Joining a cult here locally. Yeah, we had those two. Remember, we had the sisters in earlier this year that were all caught up in this wackadoo cult based out of South Korea. That was just fascinating radio. The letter continues, the imaginary turkey farm visit and shoot, parentheses, hilarious. I will tell you happily, the turkey farm visit and shoot will happen one more time. Next Thursday will be our annual turkey awards that usually are given out at the end of November around Thanksgiving. Obviously we will have that. Ron writes in, Denver snowstorm, bomb cyclone, March 2019. Incredible coverage, local live radio at its best. Thank you, and could not agree more. Meeting Katie Potter earlier this year in person after fentanyl took her daughter. Katie had never heard of Stephen Tubbs, KNUS. Katie never listened to AM radio. But in that bomb cyclone off of I-25 around the Monument area, this little engine that could, the 5,000-watt directional signal that it is, was the only thing she could get. Did I mention that podcasts, Mr. Crowley told me, will be available every hour of every show we've done? They'll be available for you if you want to download up until the end of the year. If you are maybe new to the program and you did not maybe have the privilege, because it was my privilege too, the privilege of being a part of this radio club when Katie calls in out of the blue, you know, by God's grace and a little 5,000-watt signal, you know what, to be able to get CDOT and the National Guard and to get their location zeroed in and to have them rescued and then to think, and then, you know, you go 180 from the, you know, like Wide World of Sports back in the day, the thrill of victory to the agony of defeat, the thrill of having this family, quote unquote, rescued. And then last year getting a random Facebook message saying, hey, I don't, you know, know if you remember me. I was the woman that you helped when we were stuck in a blizzard, and one of my kids in that car that night, she died. Fentanyl. She thought she was taking a Percocet. They split it in half. The half she had had more chocolate chips, so to speak, if you use the cookie analogy. It killed Katie's daughter. And the boyfriend who took the other half, he did survive. But yeah, the bomb cyclone, some of the most incredible radio I've ever been involved with. Ron goes on the Buell Frazier interview, and that is particularly poignant since we're coming up on the amazing, to me, I was not born, but coming up November 22nd, the 60th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. Buell Frazier joined us a few years ago. Mr. Frazier was the man who picked up Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas at his home. Oswald gets in the back seat of the car. The way I remember the story was there was something wrapped in brown paper. Mr. Frazier asks Oswald, what's in the package, Lee? Said, curtain rods. Ron goes on, broadcasting live from Vancouver, recently from the Texas-Mexico border. Anything with Cragatha Beth McCann, I added the Cragatha. Anything with Beth McCann and her pyro husband, yeah, the firebug. The Arapaho Sheriff's deputy helping the elderly woman who, remember, that was earlier this year. There was only two hot dogs left, and the son of a bitch boyfriend ate the two hot dogs remaining in front of the two kids. And then that incredible, incredible Arapaho County Sheriff's deputy goes and gets groceries and pays for it itself. And then finally, the segment wraps up in this letter from one of your fellow listeners, Ron. Your group of go-to experts on space, military, music, good old Vinny. Thank you, Ron. One more visit with our musicologist, Vinny Marino. That comes up Monday evening at 6 o'clock. He's one of my all-time favorite guests. And then the portion of this letter with Ron wraps up, and the annual Turkey of the Year nominations, the final winner, and the Turkey Shoot. We are going to do that again next Thursday. I've got to get to the week in review, but let's get to Jeff and Centennial. Jeff, brother, thank you. I've got about 1 minute with you. Go ahead.
Hey, my friend, how are you? Sorry, I've got an ambulance right behind me, but I just wanted to sneak in a quick farewell to you.
Oh, thank you. You must be in Denver and Decay. Hey-o.
I am in Denver. Yeah, this is the third accident I've seen drive home.
Oh, man.
But, I'm going to try to over-talk these tyrants here, but... I just want to say, man, I'm going to really miss your show. You've been a big part of my drive home for many, many years, and I wish you the best of luck on this documentary. Sounds like that's a new pathway, and I think you're going to do fantastic at it. Your guests that you have had, I think, are the most impactful out of any of the talk radio shows, so I wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And, yeah, I don't know what else to say. I'm really going to – it really – going to kick in next week when you're not around.
Well, I'm around next week. I'm around next week. Brother,
right,
thank
right,
you.
But
I know, after that. Listen, I hope you call one more time. We'll get Jeff on from Centennial, or maybe it was Denver and Decay, one more time, sans the ambulance noise. And isn't that just emblematic? I actually thought, Jeff's apologizing for the ambulance. No. Whether it's a traffic accident or a homicide or an unattended death, this place can be so much better. So much better. Thank you, Jeff. It's not lost on me. Not lost on me. It's time.
The sounds from the stories in the spotlight this week. Stephan's Friday Replay on News Talk 710 KNUS.
I stand before you today as a Palestinian American, as a fellow Auroran, to express my frustration, my anger, and my sense of hopelessness regarding the resolution the council intends to pass in support of Israel without thinking about the plight of the Palestinian people, which makes you all complicit in the genocide of my people.
I come to you tonight in a great deal of pain, as I know all of us share here tonight. These are two diaspora communities with deep, deep reach into the land that is dispute.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى على محمد وآله الطاهرين وعلى الشهداء والصديقين. I'd like to address the council members wanting to adopt this horrific resolution that privileges the ethnic trauma of Jewish people over the genocide of Arabs, both Muslim and Christian.
Give them equal rights, just like you all have. That's all they're asking. Thank you.
Yeah, we need help with your help.
What's happening?
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. I come here in support of the proposed resolution for the city of Aurora to stand with Israel in the name of all humanity. The brutal and barbaric attack, kidnapping, and murder carried out by Hamas against innocent Israeli civilians, men, women, the elderly, infants, is not just an attack on their victims. It is a hateful attack against all of humanity.
Stephan's Friday Replay on 710 KNUS.
You didn't draft two resolutions, which is clearly, to me, that's what was needed. Israel deserves its own for what it suffered on October 7th. And Palestinians deserve, the Gaza deserves its own platform for what it's going through right now.
I also want to congratulate everybody here for being promoted to the UN. Because I don't know why we're here. I don't know why this is part of the city of Aurora. Now, at this point, the bell's already been rung. You can't unring it. So saying no to this resolution is going to piss off the Jewish community, the Israeli community. And saying yes to, is going to piss off the Muslim and Palestinian community here. And the truth is that at this point, you need to have a second resolution. You have to.
Any loss of life is not right. But I tell you what. If it's not an inside job from Israel, it's an act of God. Whatever Hamas did, it's an act of God. It's an act of God.
Thank you, sir. So first, I want to apologize to our residents. The actions of an unrepresentative majority on this council have needlessly divided our city when we should be pulling our residents together.
Point of motion, that'd be okay, but you're not going to give a speech.
Point of order.
No, excuse me, sir. I'm making a motion. Quit interrupting me.
No, I'm the sponsor. So,
Councilmember Bergen.
Thank you, Mayor.
You can't do that.
Mayor.
I just did.
The attendance tonight is impressive. My hope in the future is to keep this same energy regarding the crime in Aurora and show up again for all of the lives lost in this city every single day. You know, that's another interesting point. Someone I care a lot about once told me that if I can't win an election being myself, I don't want to win it at all. I'm willing to admit that. Maybe that's true. What I would like to say, is that...
Okay, hold on.
Okay, good.
Stephan's Friday Replay on 710 KNUS.
As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I.
Knowing that I didn't have a fighting chance to win, I did my best to count my votes, but I did not have the support. And so ultimately, the death penalty in the state of Colorado was repealed, which means that no matter how heinous the crime is, no matter how many people are murdered, everyone kind of gets the same penalty.
Watching some pretty horrible things happen around the world.
Yeah.
And Congress is not able to act. And Ken is one of the people that helped create that situation. You know, that's just one of many issues I have with him recently. And that doesn't mean that he's not capable of recovering and doing some good things. But right now, he's definitely off the beaten path, in my opinion.
Representative Mike Johnson was first elected to Congress in 2016 after only about a year as a state lawmaker, but he's made fast friends on the Hill.
You have someone who appears to be broadly acceptable to all parts of the Republican Party.
Louisiana.
What we need in this country is more hope. The people have lost their faith in our institutions. Their faith is at an all-time low. We're in the majority right now. We've gone through a little bit of suffering. We've gone through a little bit of character building. And you know what it's produced? More strength, more perseverance, and a lot of hope. And that's what we're about to deliver to the American people. We're going to govern well. And I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
Authorities now say 18 people were killed in shootings at a bowling alley and restaurant in Lewiston, Maine. 13 others were injured.
Well, we were inside and just normal night of bowling, and out of nowhere, he just came in and there was a loud pop. Thought it was a balloon. I had my back turned to the door. And as soon as I turned and saw that it was not a balloon, he was holding a weapon, I just booked it.
I got to the south end and there were parents there wondering what was going on. And they told us we had to go to this elementary school for
reunification. Yeah.
And we literally climbed over fences and through neighborhood yards to get there. And then I remember sitting there, and this was the place where I ended up being. This was the place where you wait to find out whether your kid's dead or alive. And there's nothing worse than that feeling when people don't know.
Councilmember McConnell.
Thank you, sir. I would like to issue a substitute motion to table this indefinitely. And I'm going to speak now, and you're not going to cut me off until I'm done. Thank you.
Them's the breaks.
A huge thank you to Jim Nichols. I am maybe the biggest thorn in his side, but outstanding. And as always, I just so much have prided myself on playing more sound per hour of broadcasting than anybody on the airwaves in the state of Colorado. Could not do that without, in this case, Jim, past producers, and love every single one of them. We will be back with some final thoughts on this, the penultimate Friday. This is 710 KNUS. Final few minutes of the program. Don't forget the Jimmy Sangenberger Show starting bright and early tomorrow morning. Another excellent column from Jimmy in the Denver Gazette today. His show 6 to 9, the Peter Boyle Show. I believe I heard in a promo on this very radio station, Charles Johnson, the 1990 National National Championship. Come on. Charles Johnson joins Peter Boyles, 9 to noon. Once again, self-promotion. I have no problem with it. The final American Veteran Show, somebody out there is going, what? He does a show called The Veteran Show? No, it's The American Veteran Show. And it is a fantastic final episode. Sunday at noon right here. Coming up on Monday on the farewell tour, three highlights. One I just mentioned. He'll be in studio. District Attorney Michael Allen. I want to thank my friend and colleague, our morning show host from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, George Brockler, for introducing to me a few years ago to the District Attorney for Colorado's 4th Judicial District. Michael Allen, absolutely freaking outstanding human being. And we were just down with him last week in Colorado Springs at his office. District Attorney Allen is and will appear in our documentary film, Devastated, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. So DA Mike Allen coming up Monday at 4:30. At 5:30, you're going to hear this guy. No, 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 not Tay. I'm just chilling at the crib and making policy. But our guest at 5:30 comes in just a few seconds. He's done better work on Tay Anderson than even a plastic surgeon could. Hey-o. There we go. That's right. It's our final installment of maybe, arguably, not really, the stupidest segment to ever be on this program, and it's really backed by popular demand. I tell Jimmy all the time, dude, when you bring in the harps, when you bring in your harmonica, the text lines are like, oh my God, he's the best. But we started, I don't know, a few years ago, maybe it was during COVID, the ever popular Ask Jimmy's Harmonica. And Jimmy will be in studio at 5:30. He says, we'll see if he does it tomorrow morning. He says he's going to promote the fact that the final Ask Jimmy's Harmonica is coming up 5:30 on Monday. Then just after Lori's news at 6 o'clock on Monday, we say thank you. First and foremost, some of my favorite segments on this radio program over the years, when we welcome in my former colleague at ABC News, Vinny Marino. He's our musicologist. And, you know, think about this for a second if you've been part of the radio club a long time, medium amount of time, or you're recent. If you've heard Vinny, almost every time we have Vinny on the program, it's because someone died. This is going to break the mold. I just want to thank him, and he has been, I mean, the guy, ask him about Beatles White Album, he'll give you 10 minutes. Back in Black, 15 minutes. Just amazing. So a lot of great stuff coming up on the, yes, final Monday of the Staff and Tubbs Show. Mike Allen, District Attorney, Colorado's 4th Judicial, 4:30. Ask Jimmy's Harmonica. He's live in studio at 5:30. And then joining us from, I believe, his palatial estate in Erie, Pennsylvania, everyone. Erie, Pennsylvania. Give a shout out to Erie. Vinny Marino, our musicologist. Now, normally in the final segment of the Friday program, yeah, not today. We had to move. It was Jim's choice. The catcher was a spy. Use the weekend to catch. See what I did there, Kelly? The catcher was a spy from 2018. Paul Rudd in a story based on real life events around World War II. So Clips Trivia more about 6:45 on Monday. I want to end this program by giving a shout out, and I have no idea if our friends from CBS News are listening right now, but yesterday and today, parts of yesterday and today, I had a chance to spend several hours with a crew primarily based in Salt Lake City, but producer Elena with CBS News and 48 Hours. They are following the saga, drama, sickening story of my former dentist, Dr. Jim Craig, accused of poisoning to death his wife, Angela, earlier this year. To Elena, to Ron, RJ, and Ed, the utmost professionals. If you're ever wondering if behind the scenes, you know, it's just all a bunch, especially at the network level, it's just all a bunch of bull. Not these guys. So follow me on social media. If you do, great. I'll be putting out whenever this comes out. But what a true professional group of photojournalists and audio technicians and producers with CBS News and 48 Hours. Thanks again to Elena, Ron, RJ, and Ed. And I can't believe this is the second to final time I will say on a Friday evening, I hope you have an absolutely terrific weekend. Remember those street closures in Denver and Decay starting tonight at 10.
DPS.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll be down there. What a week. What a world. What a world. What a world. For Jim Nichols and Kelly Michaels and Lori Kelman and our entire 710 KNUS team, I'm Stephen Tubbs wishing you a safe and healthy evening. Be safe this pre-Halloween weekend and remember our troops. Talk to you Monday and good night.